fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and colour our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, beloved viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 16 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Hutul, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunarine. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recom Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, Channel 35 on Multimedia on Demand of Changhua Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 107 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jingmen County, Channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. You can also visit us online at SupremeMasterTV.com, featuring high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, the European Union launches a €3.3 million gender equality program in the Mediterranean region. In environmental news, atmospheric carbon dioxide may adversely affect the amount of protein produced by plants. In animal welfare news, firefighters in Brantford, Canada now have access to oxygen masks for animal companions. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, March 6th, is the Independence Day of Ghana, honoring its sovereignty attained in 1957. Bordering the Gulf of Guinea between Togo and Côte d'Ivoire in Western Africa, Ghana is the world's second largest producer of cocoa. Its 18th century Asante traditional buildings northeast of Kumasi in southern central Ghana are a United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO World Heritage Site. There are more than 725 bird species in Ghana and several national parks. Kakum National Park is one of the most well-known and has Africa's only canopy walkway through its rainforest. We wish the friendly citizens of Ghana a memorable Independence Day.
Fly-in News, press conference ahead of Mexico Climate Change Conference. On March 4th, a press conference was held in Jalapa City, Veracruz, Mexico, regarding the climate change video conference scheduled for Friday, March 6th. The press conference was attended by all main local and regional media groups, along with the two largest television stations in Mexico, TV Azteca and Televisa, the latter of which broadcasts across Latin America. Our association members organizing the video seminar presented some of the issues that would be discussed during the event.
Los santuarios naturales, los bosques y mares, más de 25 millones de refugiados climáticos. Esos son datos estadísticos del 2007. Necesitamos hacer algo. Tengan una clara evidencia de que esta situación es realmente urgente.
We are not here to state the problems of global warming. We are here to offer the solutions that will help us halt this global threat.
In a candid question and answer session, media representatives likewise expressed their own deep concerns about climate change and its effects in Mexico and the world, as well as the best solutions at both the community and individual levels.
Nuestras acciones individuales contribuirán en gran medida para restaurar así el delicado equilibrio de la naturaleza.
The event's guest of honor is Supreme Master Ching Hai, who graciously accepted the invitation to share her special insights via video conference on how we can save the planet. We appreciate the media members and organizations who have shown their support for this seminar. We are especially thankful to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her time and in-depth wisdom on this urgent matter. The climate change conference entitled SOS, Save the Planet on Global Warming, was broadcast live via radio station Olivia Radio at 95.5 FM and on Supreme Master Television starting at 6 p.m. on Friday, March 6th in Jalapa, Veracruz, Mexico, or 1 a.m. Central European Time on Saturday, March 7th. Fly-in News, press conference ahead of Mexico Climate Change Conference. On March 4th, a press conference was held in Jalapa City, Veracruz, Mexico, regarding the climate change video conference scheduled for Friday, March 6th. The press conference was attended by all main local and regional media groups, along with the two largest television stations in Mexico, TV Azteca and Televisa, the latter of which broadcasts across Latin America. Our association members organizing the video seminar presented some of the issues that would be discussed during the event.
Los santuarios naturales, los bosques y mares, más de 25 millones de refugiados climáticos. Esos son datos estadísticos del 2007. Necesitamos hacer algo. Tengan una clara evidencia de que esta situación es realmente urgente.
We are not here to state the problems of global warming. We are here to offer the solutions that will help us halt this global threat.
In a candid question and answer session, media representatives likewise expressed their own deep concerns about climate change and its effects in Mexico and the world, as well as the best solutions at both the community and individual levels.
Nuestras acciones individuales contribuirán en gran medida para restaurar así el delicado equilibrio de la naturaleza.
The event's guest of honor is Supreme Master Ching Hai, who graciously accepted the invitation to share her special insights via video conference on how we can save the planet. We appreciate the media members and organizations who have shown their support for this seminar. We are especially thankful to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her time and in-depth wisdom on this urgent matter. The climate change conference entitled SOS, Save the Planet is being broadcast live via radio on station Olivia Radio at 95.5 FM and live via satellite on internet via Supreme Master Television starting at 6 p.m. on Friday, March 6th in Jalapa, Veracruz, Mexico, or 1 a.m. Central European Time on Saturday, March 7th.
Papua New Guinea endures fatal mudslide. In the remote eastern highlands of Papua New Guinea, heavy rains resulted in two significant mudslides this week. The large amounts of earth from the collapsed hills covered two buses and three nearby houses in the area of Wadabung. Disaster officials are still investigating to account for all the victims, with 14 fatalities confirmed so far, including 7 children. Meanwhile, bridges and roads have been destroyed by flooding in recent weeks, with thousands still homeless in the east and west Sepik provinces.
On February 24th, Supreme Master Ching Hai pledged $10,000 for emergency supplies if our association's relief team could go, adding the message, "With love." This amount could purchase an equivalent of $159,000 in materials if bought in the United States based on the cost of living in Papua New Guinea. We are thankful for the timely assistance of the government officials and personnel. We are also grateful for Supreme Master Ching Hai's detailed care for the afflicted in remote regions. Our deep sympathy goes out to those who have lost loved ones, and we pray that with heaven's grace, disasters such as these may be lessened through our gentler regard of each other and the environment.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Detainees in Somalia and Panama released. An Egyptian ship and her 28 crew members were freed off the shores of Somalia following their detainment on New Year's Day. Their safe freedom was secured in part through the mediation efforts of Egyptian and foreign ministry officials. In Panama, Cuban-American citizen Mr. Cecilio Padron has been safely freed and is now back in the United States after being detained in the jungle for almost a year. Our hearts are gladdened to know of the Egyptian crew members and Mr. Padron's safety. We wish them many loving moments in the company of family and friends.
European Union supports health and nutrition in the Republic of Congo. Through a $7.8 million U.S. dollar donation and partnership with several United Nations agencies, food is being supplied to 800,000 children under 5 years of age, 160,000 expecting and nursing mothers, and farmers and students at 200 primary schools. Miguel Amado, the European Union's lead representative to the Republic of Congo, stated, "The EU Commission is pleased to make this contribution to revive farming, food distribution, and improve nutrition to ensure sustainable food security in the country." European Union and United Nations agencies, our thanks and providence bless for this much-needed assistance to society's vulnerable members. With support such as yours, surely the warm-hearted Congolese people will soon flourish in health and happiness.
Firefighters save trapped doe on icy pond. In Olmsted Township, Ohio, USA, worried onlookers watched as a 45-kilogram doe struggled trying to emerge from a hole in the center of a large frozen pond. After being called to the scene, firefighters Joe Fudale and Mike Germano put on wetsuits and crossed the ice with an inflatable boat. They managed to secure themselves to the doe with a rope, and then firefighters on shore pulled them all to safety, where local residents then warmed the deer with blankets. After 90 minutes of recovery, the doe was able to get up on her own and return to the woods. A hero's salute, firefighters Joe Fudale and Mike Germano and all others involved in this brave rescue. May your kindness be rewarded by the divine and the manifold gratitude of the animal kingdom.
Save our planet. Youth urge for global changes at PowerShift 09 in Washington, D.C., USA. From Friday, February 27th to Monday, March 2nd, some 12,000 student leaders from all 50 United States, all 13 Canadian provinces and territories, and more than a dozen countries around the world gathered in the United States Capitol to express their shared concern about climate change. Another group of approximately 2,500 citizens arrived on Monday, seeking the government's support for halting the use of coal, with renowned U.S. climatologist Dr. James Hansen present to lend his voice to the call.
We're here to get Congress to pass some legislation to dramatically decrease carbon output worldwide.
And I think we're also here to show Congress that we need this change now. We're not going away. We're making this happen now.
The students united as one voice, calling for policymakers to switch to clean alternative energy that would bring brighter opportunities for future generations.
We want to increase sustainability worldwide on all aspects, from energy to communities, the way we treat people, to eating meat.
Keynote speakers at the conference included Lisa Jackson, chief of the United States Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA, Ken Salazar, United States Secretary of the Department of the Interior, United States Congress Representatives Donna Edwards and Ed Markey, Jerome Ringo from the National Wildlife Federation, and Van Jones, president of Green for All, among other distinguished speakers. A briefing between the dignitaries and youth leaders was held. Among the many panels and workshops were several on the urgent issue of agriculture's role in climate change.
How Greenpeace sees agriculture. Agriculture is part of the climate problem, but agriculture also possibly is part of the climate solution. How much of our policies are focused on, you know, increasing fuel standards for cars, or trying to promote, you know, driving less, or public transportation? That's 14%. Meat production is 18%. So there's a fundamental disconnect here among, one, our policymakers, and two, I think the average American people and people around the world about the role that meat production plays in climate change.
There are ways that are institutionalized in our systems that allow this type of agriculture to continue to be subsidized and to be perpetuated at the expense of our climate and also our own health. Let's give carbon offsets to organic farmers who scientifically are proven to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and put more carbon in the soil.
I'm aware that it's a major issue, and it will be a solution because students can take action, make their cafeterias vegetarian, and it's a personal choice, and it's one that everybody needs to take.
Hats off to all the courageous youth, citizens, supportive government leaders, and others involved who made PowerShift 2009 a great success. With the younger generations having spoken, let us take heed now by choosing sustainable ways to live for the planet's survival and well-being of all.
Save our planet. Tasmanians work to save beached whales. On Tasmania's King Island in Australia, 189 pilot whales and 10 dolphins were found stranded on Narakupa Beach. Tragically, only 54 pilot whales and 7 dolphins were still alive by the end of the day they were discovered. Rescuers kept the marine mammals wet and covered as they used equipment to dig channels for their return to the sea. The rescuers then used boats, jet skis, backhoes, and their own physical strength to guide most of the survivors back into the deeper water. We are deeply saddened by this tragic event that caused the perishing of so many innocent whales and dolphins. Our sincere thanks to the heroic rescuers for their caring and timely endeavors, as we pray that humanity quickly turns to more compassionate ways to ensure the health and comfort of these and all co-inhabitants.
In August 2008, with recent news of another such fatal marine mammal beaching, Supreme Master Qinghai shared at an international seminar her concern and insights regarding the plight of the beings at sea.
So many whales and dolphins, they wash up ashore and die. There's so many dead zones in the ocean. It's suffocating them, and so they have to swim out of the water where the full of poisonous gas that has been released. They cannot bear it, and they cannot breathe, so they have to get out of it. For them, life is in the water, but if the water is full of poison, of course they come out, eh? But when they come out, they die too, because they have no water. They stay in the ocean, they die, they come out, they die. There's no choice for them. This is the worst of all cruelty, that the people don't take care of the environment and let all beings keep dying like this. Just to be vegetarian, how difficult can it be? Even a dolphin have to swim out the ocean because they think like that they can survive, even risking their lives, so why not we can just change to vegetarian diet?
Save our planet. Pakistan plants trees to green the nation. As part of the Spring Tree Plantation Campaign and the 2009 National Year of the Environment, the Pakistani government is sponsoring the planting of more than 70 million saplings. President Asif Ali Zardari, who launched the campaign by planting a tree himself at the president's secretariat, has encouraged all citizens to participate, with a goal of increasing Pakistan's forest cover approximately 6% by the year 2015.
A green salute, Your Excellency, and contributing fellow citizens of Pakistan. We laud your efforts to revive these verdant beauties that protect the lives of humans and animals alike.
Save our planet. Sustainable wind energy on the rise in the U.S. With current wind energy installations almost triple those of a year ago, New York State's 1,274 megawatts of wind capacity is enough to power over a million homes. On the nation's west coast, new wind farms in California have helped boost livelihoods as well as a surge in green-collared jobs. This growth is also thanks to the generous government tax credits for sustainable energy investments. What motivating green news, New York and California, USA? May many other states and nations act similarly to offer similar momentum toward fully sustainable living.
Save our planet. African mayors call for collective actions to mitigate climate change. Across Africa, 33 major city mayors meeting in Nairobi, Kenya, recognize the urgency of their climate change predicament and have pledged to quicken their city's actions in adapting and mitigating its effects. After citing the various impacts of global warming to their respective cities, the mayors collectively issued the Nairobi Declaration and agreed to integrate its plans into future development. They also affirmed their intention to participate in the upcoming United Nations Climate Change Conference in Copenhagen in December. Our respectful green accolades all mayoral participants of Africa on this meaningful accord. Blessed be your noble efforts as members of the international community to help in bringing a golden era of eco-change.
Save our planet. Higher temperatures due to climate change have caused premature blooming of mango trees in Uttar Pradesh, India, which could result in huge crop losses if a subsequent dip in temperatures occurs.
Save our planet. U.S. Geological Survey ecologist Daniel Fager predicts that glaciers at Montana's Glacier National Park, USA, are disappearing so quickly that they will all be gone by 2030, with severe consequences to the region's plants and animals.
Save our planet. Lima, Peru welcomes its first urban air purifier, a device manufactured by Tierra Nuestra that absorbs as much CO2 as 1,200 trees, removing gases such as sulfur and nitrogen dioxide, as well as dust and harmful bacteria from 200,000 square meters of air daily.
Hello, I'm Shiny the Shami, a vegetarian with a tip of the day. There are many brands of facial products that contain soothing ingredients such as aloe that can help heal irritated skin. Look for labels that say organic and vegan, which shows love for our earth and all our co-inhabitants. Thanks so much for being veg, going green and saving the planet. And thank you for watching. Now, how about taking a look at the weather around the world?
In world news, the European Union launches a 3.3 million euro gender equality program in the Mediterranean region. The project will be ongoing for 3 years. It will work towards enhancing women's basic rights and role in society and supporting peaceful relations. The plan will be funded by the European Union and implemented by the Center of Arab Women for Training and Research based in Tunis, the capital city of Tunisia. Belgium's Transtech International Project Management, a multidisciplinary consultancy company, will supply technical support. Tunisia, Morocco, Algeria, the Palestinian territories, Israel, Jordan, Egypt, Lebanon and Syria will be the focus areas for the project. We send our appreciation, European Union, Center of Arab Women for Training and Research, and Transtech International Project Management for promoting equal treatment for all. Heaven's blessings for much success with your laudable endeavor.
In environmental news, the effect of carbon dioxide on plants is researched. Dr. Scott Wing, curator of fossil plants at the Smithsonian Institution in Washington, USA, said a study indicates that increasing carbon dioxide levels in ancient times led to less protein production in plants. He further stated that people, animals, and insects all require protein. This is generated by plants in order to derive energy from the sun. Our many thanks, Dr. Wing, for highlighting the importance of stopping global warming to protect life on Earth. We pray that all people immediately turn to a vegan diet to ensure the continued existence of our vibrant planet. Coming up on Noteworthy News, firefighters in Brantford, Canada now have oxygen masks for cats and dogs. We'll be under a tree shade for a while to enjoy the surrounding greenery. Be right back. More good tidings news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, visionary news for an enlightening world. In animal welfare news, firefighters in Canada receive oxygen masks for animal companions. Fairview Drive Pet Hospital and the Invisible Fence brand have joined to give a package containing three masks to fire stations in Brantford, Ontario. The equipment is designed for large dogs, small dogs and cats. Mr. Tim Horn, Assistant Training Officer of the Fire Department, said that firefighters are delighted with the new masks. He stated, "If we have the equipment, it increases the chances of us saving a family's pet." Bravo, Fairview Drive Pet Hospital and the Invisible Fence brand, for your thoughtful and caring donation. God bless all firefighters for your heroic work on behalf of humans and our animal friends.
Let's enjoy a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai, entitled, I Can't Explain.
In a little town, a young man was stopped by a police officer for speeding. The young man said, but please, I can explain, officer. The police said, be quiet. You have to stay in the prison until our chief gets back. The young man said, please, let me explain. No, the police said, you got to be quiet and stay there in the prison. After a while, the officer came to the prison and said, lucky for you that our chief is at his daughter's wedding, so when he will come back, he will be in a good mood. Maybe he'll be lenient with you. The young man said, I don't imagine it, because I am the groom.
And now for our viewers' hotline.
Thank you for some good information on climate change. I am concerned about the melting ice. Jeremy from Auckland, New Zealand.
Eco-conscious Jeremy, we certainly share your very valid concerns. May all humanity realize that we have only one logical and noble course of action now, to save our planet through adopting the vegan diet. Please help to let the nature-loving people of New Zealand know this vital news. Any of our videos or flyers from SupremeMasterTV.com can be downloaded free of charge, with blessings from the Providence.
Do you have a hotline today? Thank you for joining us on Noteworthy News. If you have constructive stories from your part of the world, please send them along with any other comments to info@SupremeMasterTV.com.
May peace be bestowed upon you and your loved ones. See you again soon.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao announced that his country would like to reach a lasting accord with Formosa or Taiwan, which would advance trade and other relations of both parties.
Denmark's Fund for International Development pledges donations that will enable 12,000 underprivileged children in Ghana to attend formal school by 2010.
Iran's third International Urban Film Festival is featuring a range of cinematic expression, from U.S. documentaries to movies from both local and acclaimed filmmakers.
Germany has agreed to welcome and settle 2,500 Iraqi refugees from camps in Syria and Jordan, starting with an initial group of the 400 most vulnerable.
Americans Dan and Nancy Harrington of California, USA, rescue textbooks headed for landfills and instead send them by the thousands to enrich the education of less fortunate Philippine students. A new law that protects life by banning late-term abortions has passed in Arkansas, USA.
Inspired by U.S. President Barack Obama's speech to reach across the aisle, Hollywood legend Dame Elizabeth Taylor, Jewish by faith, donated $100,000 to the Alliance for Christian Education.
A U.S. government study reports a significant decrease in levels of lead affecting the health of children, thanks to assertive programs to remove the toxic substance from paint, water, and soil.
Chilean and Argentinian companies create a partnership to construct a low-altitude tunnel through the Andes, thus opening multiple trade opportunities across South America. For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com.